Hello, this is Dr. Will Clower. Welcome to the summer seminar series. We're talking about picnicking all week long. And in this conversation, what we're talking about today, yesterday and today and tomorrow, is about food safety and health. And like I say, you know, every year it happens, bacterial contamination because of your food, because you're out of your traditional routine. There's some simple things you can do when you're getting ready for your picnic, and that is to take two smaller coolers. Simple. One for meats and raw things that you're going to have to be more sanitary around, and the other for the everyday things, the utensils and drinks and whatnot. I mean, that sounds super simple, right? And it is. Just make sure to keep anything that bacteria might contaminate separate and on ice. Plus, and here's a mistake people make, it's not just the meats, but the juices. And so if you put your pork chops or your hamburgers or whatever on a plate, and you just set it down in the cooler. This happens all the time, you guys. If there are juices from that, then they might slop over into the ice, into something else, and then get carried somehow in silly ways and not so silly ways to other parts of your hands, to your other parts of your picnic and your foods. That's how that happens. So if you have things with juices, put them in a Tupperware that you seal. Think about this before you go to the picnic. Cool? These are simple things, but this will keep you from getting sick. Cool? And if you're going to be out at your picnic for a long time, I'm thinking about your coolers here. If you're going to be at your picnic for a long time, especially if it's a wicked hot day, you might just want to keep that particular cooler, the meat cooler, in the shade. Cool? All right, well, listen, if you have questions, if you need some clarification, just let us know. Info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.